as a state had received a Lumina grant, a Making Opportunity Affordable grant, that really prepared us to think about how well we were doing in terms of students completing, being successful in completing their credentials, post-secondary credentials, and an audit of that process and an audit of our completion agenda, and actually identified that we were really lacking in terms of the number of students who had some type of post-secondary credential, in particular the associate or baccalaureate degrees. We were really ranked low in that regard, which was troubling to, obviously, both the legislative leaders, our governor, and our institutions of higher education. I think we ranked, in terms of bachelor's degrees, we ranked 40th in the nation, and in terms of associate degrees, ranked 45th. So that process of looking at where we were, what the issues were, really drove the legislation that was enacted in January of 2010. It actually followed a year of discussion, a year of work around the Making Opportunity Affordable grant, and then a year of discussion with the governor and legislative leaders who made the decision to set forth the agenda for higher education, and that is the background to the legislation, the Complete College Tennessee Act, which really set in motion a set of reform measures that are fairly dramatic and have really propelled us to the forefront nationally in terms of looking at completion.